Hurts looks. He is rolling. He's looking. He's pumping. He is going deep downfield, and it is caught. Devontae Smith, touchdown, the bomb.
Oh, what a play. What a call by Mel Reese. Welcome on in.
The bomb.
It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Popeyes Wednesday, a What If
Popeyes
Wednesday. So much to do today. Seth Joyner will join us at 11 a.m. Elliot at 1. Nick Sirianni's press conference in the 12 o'clock hour. We got to get to the latest, nonsense by the Sixers as well. Coming up in a little bit, they got fined yesterday. We got some theories to throw at you. We got rankings. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I just wanted to share something with y'all. Dave Uram is the best young dogged reporter in the city. I just wanted to give him his props. Dave is the guy that every time you hear the tough questions being asked at some of these press conferences, he is the guy asking the questions. So I just want to give him his props this morning, man. I really did. I think he does a hell of a job, and he's the unsung hero at the station. He's a little different, but that's good. That's what makes him as good as he is, because he's different, and he asked the best questions you could possibly ask.
Dave's a good dude. And, yeah, the morning show had him on for a little bit this morning as I was driving in. Good job, Dave. We'll get to the Nick Nurse stuff yesterday, which Dave was asking those questions. And Joel Embiid, Sixers fined $100,000 for lying to all of us, as we knew they did last week. But Kyle played us in there, Hugh, with a highlight from Jalen Hurts. And you think back to Sunday. You know what I think today's a good day for, Hugh?
What's that?
A little temperature check on Jalen Hurts, where everyone is at right now. Because it has been, I would say, kind of an odd season for Jalen Hurts. You look at his numbers now in totality. Through the seven games, it's pretty good, right? Jalen Hurts,
bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You look at his numbers, and depending on what stat you want to use, he's ranked 6th, 8th, 10th, 12th, 14th. Like, it's coming together a little bit here, right? I would say in total, you look at Jalen Hurts' numbers, it's pretty good. He's having a pretty good season. We know it didn't start off great, and then post the bye, it's been better. This past Sunday was his best game. And now I look at it, 16 to 20, he was 80%, 236 yards. And even if you just put the numbers aside, he looked different on Sunday, right? He was in command. He had a good pocket presence on Sunday. He threw the ball down the field. He had the one mistake in the flat where it was almost intercepted. After that, he finished 13 to 13. And Hugh, here's what's on the top of my mind today as we get into this show. Is this now Jalen Hurts? Is this him the rest of the season? Has he turned that corner? Is he back? And is he now going to play at the level he did on Sunday? Because, Hugh, before you give me your answer, I just want to put it out there very simply. If Jalen Hurts plays like he did Sunday for the rest of the season, the Eagles will win the division, they will have a top-two seed, and Jalen Hurts will work his way into MVP consideration. That's how good he was Sunday. Now, the question is, Hugh Douglas, is do you expect the Sunday's version of Hurts the rest of the year? All right.
Yes. I think that's the version that Jalen expects. Go back and listen to, this is what you have to do, because to me, I feel like that's where his confidence is right now. Go back and listen to some of the press conferences that Jalen has had as we progress through the season so far at the end. Jalen's back to cliche Jalen. He said something this weekend that was profound. He said, a fool is a fool. He's not a fool for making a mistake. He's the fool for keep making a mistake or something like that, he said. That's the Jalen that I remember the Super Bowl year. He had one of those epic quotes that he always had at the end of the games, and we gravitated towards those as fans. And they were a little corny. They were a little, over the top. But we accepted him because he was playing well. And that's the space that he's in right now. That's the way I feel. So, yes, I think that he's risen the bar for himself, and I expect nothing less from Jalen.
So here's where I'm at on this, Hugh. He has played much better since the bye. Look at his numbers, right? He's played much better, especially the game on Sunday against Cincinnati. He has to turn the football over. On Sunday against Cincinnati, he looked for the first time, I thought, in 2 years, like the guy he used to be, like the guy that we all thought a couple years ago was special. For the first time since 2022, I saw a special quarterback on Sunday. But I need to see it again and again.
And that's fair.
Before I expect it. Now, do I think he's going to have another game or two this year that are really good? Yeah, it might be Sunday. The Jaguars stink. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Jalen lights up the Jaguars on Sunday. Their defense is not any good. But the difference between good and great is consistency, right? Mm-hmm. And I just pulled it up because this is a name I've brought up a lot when we kind of compare Jalen to other players. I feel like his career to this point has been Cam Newton-ish, right? Good player, had one special year, and then after that it was like...
That's fair at this point.
Choppy. And and unfortunately for Cam, he couldn't find that level again after his one special season.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled up 2017 Cam Newton, because that was a couple years after his MVP, right? And the beginning of the year, he kind of struggled. Then he had two games in the middle of the season, week four, week five. 130 passer rating, 141 passer rating, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. I don't remember the news cycle, but I could tell you it probably was something like, Cam's back! MVP Cam is back! And then it didn't really happen. He had one or two more special games the rest of the year, and the rest was up and down. I just need to see Jalen do it again.
It's a small sampling size.
It is. And let's not forget, because I know a lot of people today are going to say, hey, Joe, he's been good since the bye. And I will say, he has been good since the bye. But does everyone remember the conversation last week? I think we did the show last Thursday when we were on the remote show in Delaware, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we played all the audio from all those people that watched the film. Remember Greg Cosell last week, even after the Giants win, was like, this offense is hard to watch. Jalen's not seeing the field.
Yeah.
So even though his numbers have been better, this was the first game I really thought he played really well. 215-592-9494. Look, I think Jalen's capable of playing really well. I think Jalen may have turned a corner here in this offense with Kellen Moore. That's certainly possible, and I hope it's true. I can't expect it yet. Now, if he does it again Sunday, and he does it again the week after that in Dallas, then I will start expecting it week to week. Nick Sirianni, he spoke about Hurts and kind of gave some reasons why we maybe should expect him to keep playing at a very high level the rest of the season.
Do you think Jalen has been so efficient since the bye? I don't think he's had a turnover. His passer rating is like 130 for three games, and it's pretty steady. But why do you think he's been so efficient in the last three games, maybe compared to the first four?
Yeah, Jalen puts the work in. Like that's something that doesn't get talked about enough for Jalen Hurts. The amount of time, how much he loves football, and how much time he puts into this game. And that's how you want one of your leaders on your team to be, is the time he puts into this game. And so we were able to look at some of the things that we were inefficient on, some of the things that we were good on, and he just put so much work into it. And you know, you're a product of how you practice, and he's been I know you guys only get to see a little portion of practice, but he's been practicing his butt off. I don't know if the ball on Thursday on our long practice, I'm not sure the ball hit the ground. And so that was, it's the work. There is no secret to success, right? It's the habits, it's your habits, it's your work ethic. The same things it took to win this game is going to be the same things it takes next game. Success takes what it takes.
Success takes what it takes.
There they go. The cliches. I love it. I love it because they're in a good space. I love all of that.
I do like what he said there, because that was kind of a revelation we didn't know, Hugh, that last Thursday, their practice, the ball barely hit the ground. That tells me that
he's in a good space.
Yeah, like it wasn't just Sunday came out of nowhere. He must have had a great week of practice, and then it carried over into the game.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what it's all about, man. It's like bad analogy time. You know, I just started since I moved. I'm outside, running outside.
Yeah.
And you know just as well as anybody else, Joe, when you first start running, if you're getting back into it, everything hurts.
Oh, yeah, the soreness lasts.
The soreness, the back is tight. But every day that I get out there, I mean, I'm still sore, but I'm not as sore as I was the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. You have to build up to that, and you have to start to put together some days where then I expect by Friday's going to be better than Monday. Put it like that. And that's kind of where Jalen is. And you can hear it in his voice. You can hear it in the press conferences that he has now. He has that confidence because he's in his sweet spot.
Well, and maybe the offense just clicked. I mean, there is that possibility here. I mean, if you do believe we're going to see that kind of Jalen the rest of the season, you could point to that. I mean, you go back to Jalen's career at Alabama, at Oklahoma, the Eagles with different coordinators. September with a new coordinator is usually choppy for him. It's happened every time. And then October rolls around and he plays better football. Well, he just had a turnover-free month of October. Decision-making is a big part of it. Let's hear Kellen Moore yesterday talking about Jalen making good decisions with the football.
Jalen, since the bye week, hasn't had a turnover. Four games without interception. What's clicked for him as far as that? It was obviously a concern there for a while.
Jalen's just done an excellent job with the football. Certainly the last few weeks, I think he's doing a really good job making great decisions while still being aggressive. He's playing a really good level.
He is. I mean, look, his season has turned around. I think the feeling on him has turned around. A little temperature check on a Wednesday of Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494. Do you expect to see Sunday's Jalen Hurts the rest of the season? Hugh does. I'm not willing to go there yet. I expect him to play well. I don't expect the turnovers to pile back up again like September, but that was MVP-level play. I need to see more before I'm there. Kyle, where are you at on Jalen as he's coming off his best game of the season?
So what we saw Sunday was about as close to perfection as you're going to see from a guy like Jalen Hurts. I don't know if I expect perfection the rest of the season. I definitely expect way closer to that than I expect the beginning of the season Jalen Hurts to pop back up. Like, it just seems like he is growing confidence. He's growing comfortability in this new offense. I mean, I think at this point it's now worth mentioning that now that he's at a certain point so many weeks into the season in this new offense that he's definitely looking more comfortable. He's taken way better care of the football. He's more decisive, like Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni were saying. And now also we have to factor in that he's now had AJ and Devontae back for a few weeks now. He has the full complement of players on offense. It really feels like they're finding their identity as a whole, where they start with Saquon and then sort of build off of that. And you're seeing the under center stuff, the play action. I think we're witnessing in real time the growth of Jalen Hurts. And it feels to me, while, like I said, he's not going to be perfect, I do expect to see a game where he throws a pick or maybe has a fumble again. But I definitely expect to see more of the same, more of what we saw Sunday for the rest of the season. It feels like it's now three straight games of better and better and better. And while that might be the pinnacle of what we saw Sunday, I expect way more performances that are closer to that than I do the beginning of the season.
Ball distribution. That's the thing that kind of jumps out to me as I say it. It's he's getting other people involved. And I think that's important because I've had a chance since I moved. I got a chance. I listen to the show a lot. I listen to all the shows a lot. And a lot of people's concerns are he throws the ball to AJ too much, which is crazy to me. But when I look at the stat sheet and I see the ball being distributed to Grant Calcaterra, AJ Brown getting the bulk of the catches, Devontae Smith, Jack Stoll got a catch, You know, Saquon Barkley coming out of the backfield. You're starting to become more of a team that's unpredictable. We know your stars are going to get theirs when they get it. But now you're starting to get other people involved and you're making it so that defenses have to account for other guys making plays. Nobody saw Grant Calcaterra catching three catches for 58 yards last week.
He's got some explosiveness in him that I didn't know about.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And now when you get Dallas Goedert back, you're just adding more weapons to this arsenal. So I think that's the thing that Jalen needs to do. When I look at Jalen, it's not like he's doing – The biggest thing he's doing different, obviously, is not turning the ball over.
Of course.
But he's seeing receivers. He's throwing the ball to the open guy, and they're making plays.
The other thing I think is fair to point out, and we're not going to know, Hugh, what this looks like until we get into one of these games. And I don't mean this as a negative, Hugh. We did this in 22 and rode it to the Super Bowl. They're also asking him to throw the football less, right?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. So the last 3 weeks, 25 attempts, 14 attempts, 20. The four previous weeks, 34, 30, 38, 30. I think they found a sweet spot here. I will say this, though, on the sweet spot. There's going to be a game. Hugh, I don't know.
Probably got to throw the cover off of it.
Yeah, I don't know what game it is. Maybe it's next weekend in Dallas. I don't think it's this weekend against Jacksonville. They should beat this team good. Maybe it's next weekend in Dallas against a desperate Cowboys team. Maybe it's that Commanders game. That could be a shootout where he's going to have to put the ball in the air 30 times. And then you see, has he really... Because that's when, you know, the more you do something, the more you're exposed, right?
What they say is when you throw the football, three things can happen and two of them are bad.
Exactly.
That's how it goes.
Right, it's almost like, you know, you can kind of mask if you're having some deficiencies with 18 attempts. Once you get to 30, 35, if you're mistake prone or you're not seeing things right, the other team's going to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So I think that's when we'll know. The first time he has to throw a lot and it's 3rd and 7 and they're down a touchdown, how does he do in the fourth quarter of a shootout?
I totally agree.
I just feel like Sunday was the first time all season that we've seen Jalen Hurts be a weapon out there.
I agree.
An addition to the offense. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he's getting more comfortable in the offense. You saw him be decisive not only with his throws.
And his runs.
But with his runs and when to take off out of the pocket. That was the most decisive we've seen Jalen Hurts all season long. I just feel like the reason that I expect something similar to that the rest of the season is just because it now feels like a linear progression of how comfortable he is in this offense.
It's the best I've felt about him since the Rams game last October. I know he had some big moments and clutch moments, but he also had some bad halves. Like that Bills game last year where he was clutch at the end, he did nothing in the first half. Like that, it's in my head, that Rams game last October was the last time I felt like, wow, watching Jalen. He did it this past Sunday. Do you expect it the rest of the year? 215-592-9494. Do you expect Sunday's version of Jalen Hurts the rest of the season? Let's get to the phone lines here. We talked to Chris in Middletown, starting us off on the Midday Show. Hey, Chris.
Happy Hump Day!
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey. So, guys, I just want to throw this out there. So, the voice cracked during the rant last week, all right? Can we address this?
That was embarrassing.
Go ahead.
Listen, it's not my fault, okay? It's the fault of the Eagles because they sucked for so many weeks that I had gotten out of mid-season shape and, you know, I fell behind. But I promise you, I'll be ready.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, dog. Hey,
yeah,
everybody,
I'm all for blaming someone. Yeah, I'm all for making excuses and blaming people. So you go for that, Chris.
Exactly. Hey, Hugh, you know what's like. It's like when you went to Jacksonville. You were like, man.
Yeah, I took a vacation.
Yeah.
Does she do anything for us?
Yeah. So I'll be ready this Friday. But, guys, let's step into the DeLorean here with me, all right? Let's go back. September 26, 2019. Eagles at Green Bay. Jalen Hurts. Carson Wentz had three touchdowns, no picks, and a 113 QBR. Joe, was Carson back?
Carson was not, but I remember that night well, a Thursday night game, and he played very well, and then everyone thought he was back, and it didn't work out that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, one game does not make a season, and Joe, I want to know what happened to your partner here, that guy Hugh Douglas that used to sit next to you, because I distinctly remember in the beginning of the season that same guy saying, "Nah, I'm not back bought in yet. It's going to take me about 4 or 5 weeks. I need to see things for about 4 or 5 weeks." And now this other guy, this fraud that's sitting next to you today, man, he's like, man, no, I'm in after one game. So I don't know what happened to that guy.
Yeah, we lost you a long time ago.
No, I see signs of a team in their sweet spot. And like I said, I feel like Jalen is not as dependent. I mean, even though they had a good game, he's not as dependent on his two guys as much as he used to be. He's found other receivers. And if he keeps that going, I think he'll be fine. I really do.
Amen. And you know what, Calcaterra? Like, dude, Goddard, be gone. Because for some reason, Goddard's a good receiver, but Jalen did not like throwing that man the ball. But he likes throwing to Calcaterra, and I'm all about it. So, guys, I want to leave you out on the way out because I'm trying to work out. Like Hugh's out there running, trying to get run shape. So I got to get the voice back in the shape. So we'll leave with a little, we are E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Sell out for Soto!
Good stuff, Chris. Appreciate it.
The world!
So, I'm expecting a big performance out of Chris on Friday. He brought that up on his own. You could tell it's eating at him that his voice cracked last week.
Yeah, because we're making fun of him.
Yeah, I expect it. What Chris said there is not, I brought up, just because I think the two careers are similar, I brought up Cam Newton. 2 years after his MVP, had a couple great games in a row, and I'm sure the takes were, he's back, and then he wasn't. That, one game or two games is one game or two games. Chris brought up another one, the Carson Wentz thing, 2019, had a big night against the Packers, and then he kind of reverted back to mediocrity the rest of the season.
I think that's fair. I think it's fair for people to think that, and it's up to Jalen to go out there and make sure that doesn't happen.
Exactly.
I think it's up to Jalen, and it's up to Kellen Moore, because everything that you want to do is still right in front of you. And if you stay in this moment and you stay on course, I think everything can happen for you. This offense is going to get healthy. When we get our offensive line healthy, boy, the fact that I've been a part of situations, I remember in Atlanta, a lot of guys got hurt and it was a next man up mentality.
Mm-hmm.
That dog did not hunt because there were guys that stepped up and had to come in and play for certain individuals that they just weren't up to snuff. This team has been fortunate that they've put the guys that have had to step in at a moment's notice, they've put the guys in position to be successful, and this team is still successful. So I think that's important.
So here's another reason why, if you are someone who believes Jalen will continue this, like what we saw Sunday will continue, you know how we've talked about how the next 5 or 6 weeks they're going to play a lot of good quarterbacks?
Yes.
We haven't talked about the other side of the coin. they're going to play some pretty poor defenses. You ready for these rankings? Yards per play allowed. Here are the teams they're going to see in the next 6 weeks. Here's where they rank. Okay, they're going to see Jacksonville on Sunday night. They're 31st in yards per play allowed. It's a bad defense. They're going to see Dallas the week after. Dallas is 30th in yards per play allowed. They're not a good defense this season. Obviously, they've had a lot of injuries. After that, they're going to see Washington. Washington, 23rd in yards per play allowed. After that, they're going to see the Rams. They're 26th. Then Baltimore, 25th. Then Carolina, 27th. The next 6 weeks, they're going to see six of the nine worst defenses in terms of yards per play. Like, these are defenses the Eagles should be able to move the football against, led by Jalen Hurts. M in Virginia. Hey, M.
M.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
What's up, man? What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'm thinking a wise man named Strip Sack once said, "You don't know Jalen Hurts like I know Jalen Hurts."
You know Jalen Hurts?
Nah, I don't know Jalen Hurts, but Brandon Graham do.
Brandon Graham does.
Yeah,
Brandon Graham knows him well. He knows him well. So what are you thinking, Em, on this? You expect Sunday's version of Hurts the rest of the year?
Do I expect it?
Yeah.
Okay. I expected it week one. I expected it when we played Tampa, week three. I expected it week three. But, I mean, things don't always go as planned. Nobody's perfect, Joe.
They aren't, and I don't expect them to be perfect. I don't expect
nobody
that.
Perfect, nobody perfect. We strive for it.
Strive
and right now, like you said, we in our sweet spot, and you know, we've been at the bottom. So you know, as far as last year, ain't nowhere to go but up.
Well, that's true, and even Em, when it comes to the first few games, I mean, all the turnovers, there was nowhere to go but up, and Jalen's really improved that in a significant way. Em, we appreciate the phone call. All right, coming up, your phone calls on Jalen Hurts, what we saw Sunday. Do you expect that the rest of the season? Hugh does. I don't. I think it's a super high bar to expect. Could he have games like that? Yeah. Do I think he's got a good runway against some poor defenses the next month or so? I do. But I'm not expecting that level of play the next, you know, 8-10 weeks. 215-592-9494. Temperature check on Jalen. Where does he rank, and this is important, in terms of NFC quarterbacks right now? Hugh and I are going to give our list. All right, top five quarterbacks in the NFC right now, next. Where does Jalen Hurts fall? Is he on both of our lists? How high is he? We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.